This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I am Reema Tendulkar. It's finally Friday. And yesterday, you got that Friday feeling when you saw the markets because after 3 days of a decline, there was a bit of green in the market. So we had a rebound of close to about 0.5% on the benchmark indices. That's the Nifty and the Sensex. While the Nifty Bank outperformed after being quite vulnerable in the last few days. So the Nifty Bank was up close to about 1-odd%. What was the key reason? Well, Axis Bank numbers were cheered by the markets, and L&T, despite the numbers looking a tad bit subdued compared to expectations, it is trading cheaper than its historical averages. So there was that valuation buy, which a lot of investors were making, and that bid up the stock. The SGX Nifty, however, is suggesting a soft start. Some of the key levels that you should keep on your radar on the way down, it will be the 50-day moving average, which is at 12,112, which means about 70 points lower from where the Nifty is currently at, the spot Nifty. Earlier this week, the markets took support at that 50-day moving average and held on to it. So let's hope that happens today. And on the way up, you have the 20-day moving average, which is about 35-40 points above that level. On the Nifty Bank, we're currently hovering around the 31,000 level. Some of the key levels to track on the way down will be that 30,050 mark, which is closer to where the 200-day moving average is, and 30,250, and on the way up the 50 and 20-day moving average. The mid-cap outperformance continues, and that's really where the action is. So while this month, or in 2020 so far, you could say the Nifty is absolutely flat, you've seen the mid-caps rally 6.5%, while the small-caps rally close to about 8-odd%. Yesterday, you had a huge buying by the FIs in the cash market, close to about 1350 crore, but that could be on account of CPSC rebalancing, while the DII sold 985 crore. Key triggers, ICICI Bank earnings tomorrow. Next week, you've got State Bank of India numbers, some FMCG numbers are coming out, you've got the budget next Saturday. Today, the focus will be on Ultratech Cement, JSW Steel and Bank of Baroda in terms of numbers. In individual stocks, Bharti and Vodafone Idea will be in focus. Remember, the telcos did not pay their AGR due by the deadline yesterday, but no coercive action will be taken against the telcos. The Supreme Court will wait. We'll get the Supreme Court hearing next week, and I guess after that, action will be decided. Infosys, the CNBC TV18 had first broken. SEBI may consider assessment of the whistleblower allegations. Biocon will be numbers, profits slightly lower than what the street was anticipating, even margins too have missed expectations. Gail has moved the Supreme Court seeking clarity on AGR dues. Adani Power in focus as CARE upgrades the company's long-term rating. JK Lakshmi Cement has said the board will consider raising of funds via ECBs on the 28th of Jan. Indiabulls Ventures has reported a mixed quarter, revenues up 50%, profits down 14%. For Zensar, it's a very, very disappointing quarter, so expect that stock to be under pressure. Revenues down close to about 6% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, margins under pressure. KEI to raise funds via QIP, that issue opens today. Muthoot Finance to consider and approve fundraising by way of a public issue of redeemable NCDs. And SP Apparels will be selling its retail division for 81 crore. That's it from us, CNBC TV 18. Thank you for listening in to this market podcast. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.